This is In the News in VOA Special English. 40 years ago, African-American civil rights leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., was shot and killed. He died on April 4, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. On Friday in that city, presidential candidates, civil rights leaders, labor activists, and thousands of citizens came together. They honored Dr. King for leading the struggle for racial equality and economic justice. During the 1950s and 60s, Dr. King had led a campaign of nonviolent protests. His work was aimed at ending racial separation and discrimination against African Americans. His efforts led to passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That year, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. 40 years ago, Dr. King was in Memphis to organize a strike for workers' rights. The sanitation workers in the city were protesting their low wages and poor working conditions. Dr. King was 39 years old at the time and had become the nation's chief civil rights leader. His murder incited riots in more than 100 American cities. The race riots lasted for days. Many African American neighborhoods burned. The government ordered about 50,000 soldiers to help control the violence. An estimated 21,000 people were arrested. Almost 50 people were killed, and millions of dollars in property was damaged or destroyed. His murder also brought about a divisive and difficult period for race relations in the United States. In the years since his death, Dr. King has often been called one of the most honored Americans in history. But for many, his work for racial equality remains unfinished. In the past 40 years, African Americans have become successful in education, business, entertainment, and politics. The rise of Democratic Party presidential candidate Barack Obama is a powerful sign of racial progress. If elected in November, Mr. Obama would become America's first black president. Yet, experts say the black population as a whole has not reached equality with white people socially and economically. Black Americans experience greater rates of poverty and crime than whites. Civil rights leaders say that 40 years after his death, many African Americans still seek Dr. King's dream of equality and opportunity. Martin Luther King, Jr. is best remembered for his 1963 I Have a Dream speech. It brought together millions of people in the United States and around the world to work for racial justice.
I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
Yes.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. I'm Steve Embert.